This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability will be the key priorities during India's chairship of BRICS 2026. Speaking at the launch of the logo, theme and website for the BRICS summit, Mr. Jaishankar said these priorities will provide a coherent framework across the grouping's three foundational pillars, political and security, economic and financial, and cultural and people-to-people exchanges. The minister said India will seek to bring together the potential of BRICS countries for the greater global welfare during the summit.
India approaches its chairship with a humanity-first and a people-centric approach. Inspired by the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, our chairship theme, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, reflects our belief that cooperation among BRICS members can help address shared challenges in a balanced and in an inclusive manner.
Indian Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said that Operation Sindoor was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said a clear decision to respond decisively was taken at the highest level following the Pahalgam terror attack. He said Operation Sindoor reset strategic assumptions by striking deep, dismantling terror infrastructure and puncturing the long-standing nuclear rhetoric.
Our army-based workshop, which played a key role during Operation Sindoor, have been reoriented from being repair facilities to research and development come production-oriented hubs. Atmanirbharta in ammunition, we are proud to say that 159 out of 175 ammunition categories Indian Army holds have been fully indigenized, that is over 90%.
Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act guarantees 125 days of wage employment per rural household in each financial year from the earlier 100 days. Addressing a press conference on Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji in New Delhi today, the minister said that the scheme also provides an aggregated 60-day no-work period to ensure the availability of agricultural labour during peak sowing and harvesting season. The minister said that going digital will help in curbing the ghost beneficiaries under the scheme. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has stressed that the country will emerge as the world's third largest economy by the end of next year. He was addressing a public meeting at his native town Mansa in Gandhinagar district after launching and inaugurating development projects worth over 267 crore rupees. Mr. Shah said the government is committed to making India a global leader in every sector by the year 2047. On the occasion, he described the Somnath Temple as a symbol of country's identity and self-respect. He added that the government will celebrate the Somnath Swabhiman Parv throughout the year to showcase the temple's thousand-year-old glorious history and pass on this legacy of self-respect to future generations. The National Investigation Agency has taken over the probe into a major illegal Bangladeshi immigration racket that was earlier been investigated by the Delhi Police Special Cell. Officials confirmed that the NIA has registered a fresh FIR after formally assuming charge of the case last week. The agency has begun its investigation and is expected to expand the scope of the probe by tracing the entire syndicate involved in following the money trail linked to the network. The takeover follows directions from the Minister of Home Affairs to crack down on organized networks facilitating illegal immigration and posing potential security threats. The Bank of Baroda, IDBI Bank, Indian Overseas Bank and Auditor BDO India LLP have approached a division bench of the Bombay High Court to challenge a single judge order that restrained them from taking any action against businessman Anil Ambani. Anil Ambani, a former non-executive director of RCOM, had filed separate cases against the three banks, urging the High Court to restrain them from acting on the notices. The India Open Badminton Tournament has started at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will lead India's challenge in the competition. Malvika Bansoor and young Tanvi Sharma will also represent India in the women's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.